we have to go back and let's go back to what the mission said. According to Rashi, what did the mission say? The mission said there's a klal by Hotzah. In order to be chayav for Hotzah, it has to be something that's important. It has to be kasher latzniya, important object, and it has to be yeshir that you do hide, that you do put away. And that's a certain shear that makes it. So you need two things to make it important. That it's going to be fired. That's the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah, then the Mishnah also talks about the opposite. If it's not important, and you don't put away the certain amount, but your b'shabbos ain't a chayiv. You're not chayiv ella matzniya. But if there is a person who doesn't make this thing important, and he puts it away, he will be chayav b'keinah on Shabbos. Everyone else won't, he will. That's the Mishnah. Comes on the Gemara, and the Gemara says, when you have the word kol, you have the word klal, or the word kol, it comes to tell us something. What does it come to tell us you're not chayav for? So Zok the Gemara, let's see the Gemara again. Kol kasha tzniya rafuke mai, rapap amar rafuke dam nida. It comes to exclude dam nida. Dam nida, Rashi explains, ain't a kasha latzniya. Dam nida is not important. Dam nida is not important. So you can carry as much, you can't have a shear on non-importance. So even if it would be a gallon of dam nida, you still would not be chayav because it's not important. It's not something that people put away. Maruk v'amar rafuki atse asheira comes to exclude atse asheira. We'll see in a second what this means. Man damer dam nida, the one that says dam nida, koshkin atse asheira, of course atse asheira. Why is it of course atse asheira? Rashi says koshkin atse asheira, da sira hananinu. Umi'isa, it's us about none, it's disgusting. Besarach Avdon, and you have to destroy it. Dam Atzei Sheira, of course you're not chayev for. Dam Nida is a lot better than Atzei Sheira. Dam Nida, you're not chayev. If you could carry out Dam Nida, of course you could carry out Atzei Sheira. Atzei Sheira is no importance whatsoever. Mandam Atzei Sheira, the one who says Atzei Sheira, Ava Dam Nida Matznole, Lushunra. Dam Nida, he holds, hey, there's a purpose for dam nida. You could feed it to your cat. Cats in those days ate blood. You could feed dam nida to your cat. The edach, the one that says dam nida is not important, keep the chol shalom matzalei. We learned this the different shatim. Either since she'll get sick if the cat eats dam nida, or the cat will get sick if it has dam nida. But you don't feed dam nida to the cat. So according to this, the machaikas is a mitzias. The machaikas is, do you feed dam nida to your cat or not? Okay, if you do, it's chashiv. If you don't, it's not chashiv. Now, that's all very good. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah, please listen to me now, let's get into this. You have to help me. I'm all mixed up here. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah doesn't say like Rebbe. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, Atzei Asheira, you're chayav for carrying Atzei Asheira on Shabbos. And for some reason, our Mishnah holds you're not allowed to carry, our Mishnah says you're allowed to carry Atzei Asheira on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to carry Atzei Asheira on Shabbos. So first we have to see what Rabbi Yehuda really holds. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So let's look at the Mishnah, Tzadi Amid Aleph. Please turn to Tzadi Amid Aleph. And let's go step by step and see where Yehuda holds. In the middle of the Mishnah, in the Tzadi Amlava, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, At Hamotzi Mishamshei Avodah Zarah Kol Shehu. If you carry the littlest bit of Mishamshei Avodah Zarah out of your house, you are chayev. Shenemar, because it says, V'lo yidbak b'yotcha mu'uma min hacherim. You can't have any of this Mishamshei Avodah Zarah in your house. It's talking about, does anyone know what it's talking about, that pasuk? Your Yadakas, but it goes on all Avodah Zarah. And you can't have it in your house at all. Nothing. You can't have it in your house. So what? So what? So why are you chayiv? So you can't have it in your house. Big deal. But it's not chashiv. Comes from Rashi, and Rashi explains this in his own way. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi Ma'uma. Look at Rashi. Please look at the Mishnah Rashi Ma'uma. Look at Rashi. Alma akshive kra lisura. The pasuk was makshiv this to make it usher. That means the only thing you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos is something chashiv. The pasuk made it chashiv. What does it mean the pasuk made it chashiv? I'll say it my way. You could learn different shabbos. There's different shabbos to learn, but I'll say it my way. Something chashiv is something that's called important, right? There's positive importance and there's negative importance. Positive importance is something that's important. It's positive importance. But then if the Torah says, get rid of this, the Torah is saying, hey, this is something. I got to get rid of it. The Torah is calling this something negative, but it's negative importance. It's important that I got to get rid of it. So it's also important. So Atzei Sheret is an important object. Therefore, you're chayav for carrying any amount of Atzei Sheret out on Shabbos because Atzei Sheret is an important object. Yes?
Why doesn't Atzei Sheret have a Sheret?
What?
Why doesn't
Atzei Sheret have a Sheret? That's what Rabbi said about those
days. Yeah, again. Same thing again. Esrog needs a Sheret.
Right.
Shabbos doesn't need a shear, it needs Dabra Chashev.
Okay.
It's not a shear, it's just Dabra Chashev.
It's shear,
Esrig means a certain size, doesn't have the size. Okay. Shabbos doesn't need a size.
Okay.
Shabbos needs a Dabra Chashev.
Right. Therefore, you could say that the lack of shear doesn't take away from its Chashivas, right?
Exactly. That's because why? Because it's negative Chashivas. That's exactly what makes it Chashev. That's exactly what makes it negative chashivas. Therefore, Zak Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So now let's finish the Rashi. And everyone hear what Yosef had to say about this Rashi. Now, so Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, negative chashivas is chashivas. Zafet Rashi, or Zak Rashi. V'hadet nan, kol she'ena kasha latzniya. We just learned in our Mishnah called She'en Akasha Ratzniya, something that you don't put away. V'kimna l'mute atzi asherah, and we said it comes to be a mayat atzi asherah. The Mishnah we just learned says atzi asherah is mutter. The local Rebbe Yehuda, it's not like Rebbe Yehuda. If we learned from our Mishnah atzi asherah is mutter to carry, Rebbe Yehuda says it's also to carry. Therefore, it's not like our Mishnah. Now let's think about this. How do you see from this Rebbe Yehuda not like our Mishnah? How do you see from this Rebbe Yehuda? Who could tell me? How do you see from this Rebbe Yehuda not like our Mishnah? How did you learn this? Hananya?
Well, this has a whole...
That one here, sorry, yeah. I want a Pashup shot.
If it was Rabbi Yehuda, then...
Let's do the Pashup shot. If it was Rabbi Yehuda...
If it was Rabbi Yehuda, then it wouldn't be Afuke Asi Shira.
What?
If it was Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara wouldn't say Afuke Asi Shira, because he says it's Chayev. That's Pashup shot. That's the most...
The question is that how does the Gemara know Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah? It means our Gemara knows, Rashi says, our Gemara knows that Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Mishnah. In what way do you see in our Mishnah not like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Rafuke Rabbi Yehuda. That means you see from our Mishnah not like Rabbi Yehuda. How do you see from our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree with the Mishnah. Only a Dabra Chashuv can you, us to carry out. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, a negative chashivas is also a dabra chashiv. I agree with the Mishnah. It has to be dabra chashiv. Where you seen our Mishnah?
Does it have to be
not yet. Let's keep it. But where do you see, someone answer this, where do you see our Mishnah not like Rabbi Yehuda? Yes?
Rashi says that the Kohasha Latnia is something which is also the Torah album, something which people use. Not just Kohasha, it has to be something people use. So you're not able to use anything from Nira Yidachas.
Very good. So what Eli is saying is, you see from this, from Rashi by us, that Rashi learned the Mishnah a certain way. Therefore, the Gemara says, oh, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. And Eli says, Rashi learns, Kol HaKasher HaTznia, Shu Min HaAsli L'Tzorech Adam. It has to be a Min HaAsli L'Tzorech Adam. Is a negative Chashivus a Min HaAsli L'Tzorech Adam?
Well, there's
an obligation to burn it. But it's a L'Tzorech Adam.
No.
Is it a Min HaAsli L'Tzorech Adam? No, it's not Min HaAsli L'Tzorech Adam. It's just the opposite. It's not Tzarech Adam. That's why you have to get rid of it. It's not Tzarech Adam.
Can you say that the need is to get rid of it, or that's too much?
That's too much.
Why?
It's not a need for the Adam.
It's not a need for the Adam.
But my need is to get rid of it.
No. Its need is to get rid of it.
You have to say that when someone needs something, it's positive.
Positive, right. That is how you have to learn Pashut here. Ellie's right. In my looking, or else it's very hard to understand what. Where is the Gemara seen? Not like Rabbi Yehuda. That is one way of learning. How did you learn this? Now tell how you learned this. That's how you learned it, right? Yeah, that's how you learned it. Now how did you learn it?
So I understood Rashi to mean that he says, that the main kusha is from the Gemara. That it's not really mukrach from the Mishnah if it goes against Rabbi Yehuda or not. Maybe just Rabbi Yehuda holds that that Davka, Abu Dazara, but everything, Abu Dazara is the only exception to the rule, but everything else that says Mutei Hana'ah is not necessarily part of it. But the Gemara that says Mutei Aseya Shera, that's what hints us, that's what tells us that Rabbi Yehuda argues on it. So he says, the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the whole call of the Mishnah, it just says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Amora in the Gemara that says the Mishnah is like,
okay. Okay. Well, is that what he said? You guys know what he said? Tell me.
So he's saying that the Mishnah itself is not a question on Rabbi Yehuda. That's saying Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Mishnah. The bigger point from there is the question of the Gemara that says that Fuke Atzei Asher. And the way he's reading Rashi is saying that it could be that. You know, without the Gemara, we'd say that Rabbi Yehuda works with the Mishnah. But comes the Gemara to tell you, that Fuke Atzei Asher, to Dafka tell you that it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, so what he said, good. So what he's saying is, there's no proof of the Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda. But there is a Mandi Amar in the Gemara. What was his name? Rapapa? Mar-Okva.
The way we're reading it.
Mar-Okva and Rapapa.
They both agreed to it.
They both agreed to it. That our Mishnah excludes Atzei Asher. They, what we're talking about is, how did they learn Rabbi Yehuda? That means we don't have to fit in Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, and this Rashi to our Gemara. We just have to just understand, they said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it could be Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Mishnah.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah could agree. They decided Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with our Mishnah for some reason. Could be either way, but there's also another way. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm building up to this. Okay, remember those steps. There's another way, like Eli said, but just a little different. Just a little different. Forget about Kasher Atznia, Letzorach Bnei Adam. There's something called kosher latznia. Everything that's important to put in your drawer. Is atzei asher important to put in your drawer? No. Atzei asher you have to get rid of. You don't have to put in your drawer. It's the opposite. You have to get rid of it. So it doesn't have the importance of the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah's criteria of importance? Kosher latznia. Can you call Atzei Asher Kosher Latznia? What? Wait, we'll get into that. But look at Rashi. Can you call it kasher atznia? No. Comes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I could call it kasher atznia. Maybe. Let's just say Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds kasher atznia. Because I have to get rid of it, what do I do to something I have to get rid of? But what do we do beforehand?
Put it aside.
Put it aside.
Until you bring it.
So this is kasher atznia. I have to put it aside. What? Right. I have to put it aside. So maybe it is called kasher atznia. Or maybe it's not called kasher atznia. Come on, Baruch from Rav Papa, they say, it's not called kasher atznia. Rav Yehuda holds it is called kasher atznia. And they hold that's not kasher atznia. That could be also. It's almost the same what you're saying, but a little different. You don't have to be tzorach adam. It's just, is this called kasher atznia or not? Yes.
Do they hold that you just keep that avodah zarah in your house?
No, you got to get rid of it. What do you do for something? What? Oh, after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you take it out and burn it.
After Shabbos, you have it
in your house. Shabbos, you have it in your house, yeah. But even on Shabbos, you have it in your house. Is it called an important object or not? That's the focus here. Yes.
We see also that like, Marim was saying that Asherah is something that is kasher that's near, but you are still allowed to carry.
I don't believe that it could be such a thing. Where would you see that?
Because I just felt like the Gemara was weird by saying, oh, the Mishnah kol kasher that's near. Oh, what's the fuke mine? Like, what's that coming to exclude?
Okay, that is we're getting into Miles Torah already. That we're getting into Miles Torah. You can't say that yet. What he wants to say is, Rafuke Mai, that means it should be something that I shouldn't be able to carry, but I'm allowed to carry. So he wants to go a step further, but I wouldn't go a step further. I'd go Miles. Miles said something like, really, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to carry it. Really, you shouldn't be allowed to carry it, because there's a negative hatsna. Zakhtar Mishnah, Rafuke that, a negative atzna is not atzna. It has to be kosher atzni. I have to have atzni because I want it, not because I don't want it. You said this. That's
maybe
what you meant. That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
we're saying this, that it is kosher atzni because I'm storing it.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of a circular logic, because the only reason why I'm not burning it right now is because it's kosher that I can't take it out. The only reason why it's kosher I can't take it out is because I can store it because I can't take it out on Shabbos. But if I could take it out on Shabbos, then it would never be kosher last thing to begin with, but I just wouldn't have to eat it.
In some ways true and some ways not true, because they gotta burn it.
Why can't I burn it right now?
Yeah. No, but burning something else.
Or if you're burning on Shabbos, it's
yeah.
Also itself.
Right, yeah.
But would I feel like to take it out of my house?
I don't know. That would... Even just taking out would be the circular logic, really. I'm not sure. But that's the way to look at it, really. Yes?
According to you, are you for sure saying that Asher is something that is Asher Asnia? Or not Asher Asnia?
Okay, according to you, the mission saying Asher is not Asher Asnia, according to him, Marukva and Rav Papa are saying it. But someone is saying this. Right?
Is it a question?
But someone is saying.
Is it
yeah.
A question of sinus? Do people put, are we asking the
people? No. Is negative
kashivus?
Is negative hatsna? Even according to Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, this is not kasher hatsna.
And we also
think
one of them is Joseph, it's changed Rashi at this correction.
What? We have to change? What?
On Sadi Amal, it says, kosher eno kasher hatsna. And the Gemara says that
I mean, you have to change it anyway in Rashi, because that Gemara is called kasher atznia. You have to change your Rashi anyway. Whichever way you would have to change your Rashi.
So it can't work with
the
channel?
What?
It can't work with
no, it just, it could work. But what, if you're quoting our Gemara, what does that Gemara say? Called kasher atznia. So you have to change it. Okay, but now let's see the Taisus. Once we understand this, now let's see the Taisus. Okay, everyone look at the Taisus. You know, Miles, if you don't look at the Taisus, you miss a lot. Very important to look at the Taisus. Let's see the Taisus. Now, always remember, you have to remember that I left out a big deal here. I left out a big deal. And it is a big deal. And we're going to learn why if it is or not, but it is a big deal. That when I say negative doesn't make it kosher, what does that sound like? Is this all about Lakshin Tri Gufa? Is it the same thing? Negative is also usher? We're not up to it yet, but that's a big deal here.
Can I ask
could also be a sick ratio, right? What? No, it's not double shape. Don't ever talk about psik ratio for something that's not a Darush Emes Kavan.
No, you know it's going to happen. You know by taking this out, it's, you're going to be over, no?
That's not Darush Emes Kavan. I was mechavan to take it out. I want to carry this out.
You want to carry it from point A to point B.
I want to carry it.
It's
not Darush Emes Kavan.
It's
lost.
Rabbi, can I just, the Gemara says that it can't be like Rav Shimon.
What?
The Gemara says, low Rav Shimon.
Oh, not that yet. That becomes really hard.
Anyway, it's kind of against everything you said.
Yes, we get to that. I go in order. We have to go in order, or else we're not going to understand the depth of it. I could fake it and go good, but I don't want to. I want to get the depth of it. Let's go to Totals.
That's a different case.
You have to talk to them. Yeah, like,
yes. That's exactly what you're confused about. Exactly. Yes.
You want to carry this.
I want to carry this.
This, you want it out. You don't want it. That's
not Dabi Shem Iskam. That's Malkin Tri Gufa. Don't mix up the two. I want to carry this before they be. Now you're going, why do I want to carry it? But I want to carry it. Once I say I want to carry this object before they be, it's not Darvish Amos Gavin.
No, but you really want, I mean, I would have thought that you don't want to carry it, you just want it out of your house.
But so what do I do? I want to carry it out.
But that's not the point.
No, that's not wrong.
Yes, it is. The point is carrying it out.
It's not carrying
this one
down.
What? Thinking
of a mace.
Right. Double shape. It's not double shape.
That is, but we're not talking about that case. We're talking about the case where he wants the thing to be able to be, but not when he just wants to leave.
Same thing. Same thing.
Why?
Going to always show the same exact thing. Because I want to carry it out. I want to carry it out. I got you, Tulsos. Yeah, okay, not now. Let's say Tosos. Rav Fugat HaShera. Zav Tosos, Delok Reb Yehuda. Dar Perek Reb Kiva, Af HaMotzi M'sham Sheva L'Zorah, Kol Shu Chayiv. El Ketana Kama, the Paul Valet. It's very interesting, the way I think about it. I mean, when the Gemara says, Rav Fugat HaShera, what is the Gemara saying? Delok Reb Yehuda. Rashi and Tosfos both have to add on Udelok Reb Yehuda. No, it's not an add-on. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. So it's got to be what Rashi and Tosfos is saying, it's an add-on. Rafuki Atashera and also Delok Reb Yehuda. It's not so Pashit Delok Reb Yehuda, but that's what we talked about. It's not Pashit Delok Reb Yehuda. And this would say more like Yosef, that this is their chiddush. Like they hold say it's the Lok Reb Yehuda. But let's see. But Lok Reb Yehuda is a double chiddush. Kebris Bekuntra Sasa. That's the way Rashi learns over there. The Kasha Larajva, let's learn the Rajva's Kasha first. This isn't the regular Rajva. There was a Rajva that was about Tosfos. It's not the regular Rajva. When Tosfos has the Kasha Larajva, it's not the regular Rashba. It was about Tosfos. Those names was, I forgot his name. It's not Reb Shlomo ben Adaris. That was the Rashba. It was something else. Do you know Market 3? Do you know Benjamin? What this Rashba's name is? Shmuel ben Avraham. Or ben Yezer or Alexander or, you know, whatever. Because of Rajva, Hadakam Rahacha, Mandiyam Damnida, Koshkin Atzei Shemra, Menole, Dilma Sarvek Reb Yehuda, Umachayev Atzei Shemra, Shmatzin Osel Asrekva. You got to work out exactly how this question works, but the basic of the question is a great question. Because exactly how it works out, you have to be able to work this out. It works out better the way Yosef said, by the way. You know that?
The whole reason I read the sheet that way is...
It works out better the way you said it. Okay, but let's get the question. What does our Gemara say? Which is more reason to be allowed to carry? Damnido or Atzei Asherah? What does our Gemara say? Atzei Asherah is more reason to be allowed. Why? It's Mosh. But Rav Yehuda says Atzei Asherah is Usser. That means, what do you mean to say that Atzei Asherah is more reason to be allowed? If we have someone, we have no one to say Damnida is Usser. But we have Rav Yehuda who says Atzei Asherah is Usser. So how could our Gemara say Atzei Asherah is the one that's more mutter? Just the opposite. Atzei Asherah is the one that's less mutter. Because you have a Haman that says it's Usser.
Why can't
you
say both?
What?
Why can't you say both? Rav Yehuda holds also Asherah, then Koshik and Midah.
Why?
Because you just...
If you say the reason why Rav Yehuda says Atzei Asherah is Usser, because Atzei Asherah has its a negative chashivas, which Damnida doesn't have, then how can you say Damnida, the Atzei Asherah is more mutter than Damnida? You have Rabbi Huno says Atzei Asherah is more usher because it has a negative chashivas, which Damnida does not have.
Why? Because if negative, that's for sure a positive thing. Or for sure, like a non-negative.
But Damnida doesn't have any positives. It has nothing.
It's negative.
It has nothing.
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm saying very negative chashivas is very chashiv.
Right. So therefore,
Atzei
Asherah is more chashiv than Damnida. Our Gemara is saying Atzei Asherah is less chashiv than Damnida. No, you have Rabbi Yehuda saying Atzei Asherah is more chashiv. So even though we don't hold a Rabbi Yehuda, but Atzei Asherah is more chashiv than Damnida. What's it we're talking about? Tosfos does not have an answer to that question. It's a very, very, very hard question.
Why can't you say this is a raya that it must be that we're saying not, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we're saying that negative chashivas is not chashivas? Like, from the fact that we're not saying this, it must be that's the case.
Excellent. That's why I said that's a kasha. Now you're getting into exactly how the kasha works. You see, what he's asking, and we shouldn't ask it in different ways, but what kind of question is this? If we're not holding Rabbi Yehuda, this Gemara is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So not like Rabbi Yehuda, what is more the most important thing? Atzei Asherah. If this Gemara, so now, as he said it, if Mar Ukva and Rav Papa believe it's not Rabbi Yehuda, then Rav Ukva and Rav Papa, then Damnida is better than Atzei Asherah. That's what you're saying, right?
From the same
base
like Rabbi
Yehuda? No, not Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, very good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, okay.
So, therefore, it's very funny to do such a thing.
We only care about this.
We're saying it's not Rabbi Yehuda. And then Tosfos asks a question like it is Rabbi Yehuda.
So
what does it mean? From the question
it shows
that we do sort of believe in Rabbi Yehuda here. We have to figure this out. This is what's hard to figure out. That's what's so hard about this question. The question looks great, but it's hard. It's very hard to figure out what this question is, and we'll continue that tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go to Rishonim and the Pnei Yeshua how to figure out this question. Have a great day. Thank you for coming on the Sunday.
The question of Tosfos is, why they add on that it's not like a Rehudah, shouldn't that be obvious? Or
no.